won't need no angels. You won't need no luck. You won't need no sympathy. So won't you hold on? Welcome back to In and Out Kabaddi. Now, podcast six, we've decided to actually kind of look back over the first month of Pro Kabaddi League Season 7, because most teams have, they've all played between 7 and 9 matches now. We're a month into the action, as of today, and Chennai, today being the 20th of August, and of course Chennai is coming towards its conclusion. Now, Sahil, it goes from your actual home city. It's a long old switch up to Delhi, and potentially worlds apart, poles apart, in terms of the atmosphere that we're going to see in the arenas and how the home fans kind of embrace their teams. Delhi have improved in the last few years, and they're having a good year this year. They're second with a game in hand, so they could go top in Delhi itself. Do you expect the Delhi public to really embrace it now? Or are you just going to give us a silent treatment?
Sorry, I was just sneezing. I had the courtesy to put you on mute. There you go, you want that? Happy.
This is staying in. This is we can find an extra minute in the podcast for Sahil Chanduk sneezing.
Yeah, it's worth its weight in
snot. Right, so the question remains. In Chennai, we know that the home fans... Right.
I tend to sneeze in fives or sixes early in the morning.
Early in the morning? Okay, it's about 2 p.m. What are you talking about?
I'm running on Kabaddi time. We are done at midnight. I sleep by 2 and I'm up late. Okay, let's get back. Yeah, where were we? Yeah.
Delhi in the past, and we've spoken about this at length on In and Out, that... It's not always the most... The crowd, they very much get on the team's back very early if they're not getting results. But Delhi are playing well and they're actually a win away from going up, above JPP. Do you expect there to be a huge difference in the atmosphere between Chennai and Delhi, or do you think the Delhiites will really get behind their team?
Yeah, I think there will be a difference in some sense. But I think the only thing that we'll see in Delhi is that actually, a lot of players live close to Delhi. A lot of players that are in Haryana, a lot of players that are in and around Delhi will have their families turn up. So there may not be just support for Delhi, but there will be plenty of support for the sport of Kabaddi. And that's the difference you might see, because the Tamil Thalaivas fans in Chennai will be rallying behind them constantly. As you said, no matter what the result is, they've constantly got their backs. In Delhi, as you said, also, it's a bit different. If the team's not doing great, you'll see the local Delhi fans perhaps not turn up, perhaps not be as loud, perhaps not be as passionate. But like I said, the big advantage with Delhi being where it is that there's a hub of Kabaddi around it, on all sides. And a lot of the Kabaddi families see it fit to turn up and really be amongst it there. So you will get a massive, set of passionate fans, which you don't perhaps get in football or you don't get in many other sports in Delhi. Where it's a bit more cold, in terms of the fan following. But with Kabaddi, because of the proximity, you will get a really, really good following. So I think there'll be noise, there'll be passion. It may not be for the Bung Delhi particularly, but it'll be for the sport. And when Delhi is playing, and given the way they are playing, I think we're going to see perhaps a few good wins as well in the home leg for the Bung Delhi. I think that's something we haven't seen so far in the home legs.
You say it can be cold in Delhi. If you do hockey in February and you got the flu, it can be very cold in Delhi. I remember that well. With Dabang Delhi, they've always had Mehraj Sheikh, who's always been... They've always been a bit of a one-man team in the past. But now Naveen Kumar, Raider, has come to the party. Second best Raider in the competition at the moment. But also they've got Sumit in defence, which means they've actually got some players who are stepping up and standing out for them.
Yeah, and I think they've also got the likes of Chandran Ranjit as the perfect supporting act. I think they've missed that. They've really missed having, proper support for, as you said, a Mehraj Sheikh in the past or anyone else that they've had. And this time they've actually got a really rock-solid defence. They've got Vishal Mane, Saeed Ghaffari's been a revelation in that left-cover region, the Iranian. You've then got Ravindra Pahal and Joginder Narwal. Ravindra Pahal blows hot and cold based on his mood or based on I don't know what. But they've also got that awesome raiding trio, you know. When you've got someone like Chandran Ranjit and Naveen Kumar attacking from two different sides, it just means that it's a very hard team to contend with, because if you keep one man quiet, the other one's going to hit you because they're equally as good and equally as threatening. So that's the big advantage they've got, is that they've got a complete team with no real holes in it. So, they look like a really sorted setup.
They've also clearly got the mental strength, because they beat JPP. They've drawn with Bengal Warriors. Those are the two teams around them currently in first and third. So they've kept themselves in this, in, you know, not with easy matches, with very, very tough matches.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of that is down to the young Naveen Kumar. He's been phenomenal. I think it's funny how a youngster at the age of 19 or 20 can, you know, actually be as sound and as mature as he is. And he's been spectacular to watch so far. So, you know, much of that success comes down to him. And I think he's just going to be one spectacular player for the future.
As much as we are meant to be looking slightly ahead at Delhi here, we're also looking back on the first month. It's been an absolute curse to host the Pro Kabaddi in the first month. Yumumba got two wins. Patna had the most torrid time. Gujarat couldn't win a thing. And Telugu Titans didn't exactly set the world on fire themselves. There seems to be no advantage in hosting a leg in the Pro Kabaddi League anymore.
It's a funny one. It's because I think, it's always a positive to come and play in front of your home crowd. But as we often say, it's a double-edged sword, because you've got the pressure of playing in front of that home audience as well. You understand how much they expect from you. Your team owners have spent big money on you. So, you know, there's obviously a need to try and impress. And when that need comes in, you forget the basics of, you step away from, you know, basic execution of your skill set. Just doing what they need to do on court. As soon as that hooter goes and you're on court, just do what you have to do. And I know it's easier said than done, but the home pressure does start to tell on a lot of these players out there.
We've, over the first month, we've spoken a lot about JPP, obviously, with their stunning form. We've spoken a lot about Dabang Delhi, because they're going well. We speak about Yumumba. We've spoken about Tamil Tulivas, who are currently at home. A team, to me, that look primed, and it's the first couple of days, actually, in Delhi are going to be huge for this team, is the reigning champions. Bengaluru Bulls currently sit fourth. They've got five wins from the season. They're only 4 points off the top. Now, of course, that could change if Dabang Delhi beat them in Delhi. But they play Delhi and they play JPP right at the start of the leg. Win those two and they're flying.
Yeah, I mean, it's that sort of season. A couple of wins here and there could just change it completely for a lot of sides. And Bengaluru Bulls are one of those sides. I think they've been in amongst it, but not been threatening enough. But luckily for them, no one's really threatened around them either. So, you know, it's been that sort of field where everyone's got their struggles, everyone's still not switched on. And it's strange to say that a month and a half into the league, but or everyone's as switched on as the other. You know, I think they're switching on quicker, they're switching on better. And so it's slightly harder for teams to predict what's going to happen, and certainly harder for us to predict what's going to happen as well. But it's been really important for teams to close out matches, and that's something we're seeing a lot of teams not be able to do. You know, Yumumba's a case in point. They've been leading at times and squandered it. UP Yodha, similar at times. The Bengaluru Bulls have done the same. You know, and it's just funny how the pressure moments are really getting to teams this season, and you expect actually for teams to get better in pressure moments given the way the game's developing.
Now, we barely mentioned him this year, and it's sad to say so. The Dupki King, Pardeep Nawal, hit his 700th successful raid in the Ahmedabad leg. Second man to do that behind Rahul Chaudhry. An unbelievable feat, and he is an unbelievable player, but his team have had the most ridiculously disgusting start to the season. Three wins for the Pirates. Their points difference is minus... Their score difference, minus 15. I mean, Pardeep Nawal won't want to read the stats on that. That's horrendous for them.
He's struggling. He's struggling because they've found him out again. And we saw this when he played for India. He was targeted with the dive on the right corner. They're using similar stuff at the moment as well. And he just seems to not have a plan B. And also, he's not got the supporting Raiders, sadly, to revive him. I think that's the bigger problem, because the minute he takes a risk, he knows he's coming. He's not coming back in a hurry. So he's always staying away from that risk, and taking the risk is where Pandey becomes most dangerous. But sadly, this time around, he's not allowed to take those risks, because there's no real backup in the form of Jang Kun Lee or Mohammad Maksudlu, who are not doing enough for the team to get him out of the rut. So I just think they are struggling, and the defence has looked shaky at times. It's looked very, very good at times, but it's been inconsistent, and you can't have an inconsistent defence and no secondary Raiders and expect Pradeep Prabal to do it all himself. So, it's a tough ask for Patna at the moment.
And it's a bit of a reflection of how Kabaddi's changed in the last few seasons, because I'm not in any way suggesting Pradeep Nawal is old, but it's kind of the old style of the Jang Kun Lees and the Pradeep Nawals in one team. No, and they're almost being, you mentioned it there, being out defended, which is how the game has switched, with a real emphasis now on defence.
It's amazing. I mean, the defensive formations are so structured today, and they come in with such plans. And I talk to a lot of teams who have their plans set online. They they've got them over their WhatsApp groups and everything else. And it's been really, really smartly done by teams who are sending each player personalized videos of what to do and what to expect from the opposition. And I think teams are just smarter about it. Teams are more professional about it. And it's really good to see the game develop the way it is.
Now, a man who laughs at defenders, Deepak Nwasuda of JPP, a milestone for him recently, 150 do-or-die raids, the third player in the league to do so. Just briefly, for those that don't really understand do-or-die raids, but aren't really into the nuances of Kabaddi, it's not an easy thing to get one do-or-die raid, let alone 150 of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite a spectacular feat. And he is really quite a spectacular player as well, Deepak Nwasuda. He's carried the hopes of that team on his shoulders. He's led the Raiders charge for them as well. And he's been really spectacular while he's done it. So it's not an easy task being the lead Raider of any team, let alone a high-profile team like the Jaipur Pink Panthers. But he's done a tremendous job. And I think what's been good is that he's not had to defend too much. So he's an out-and-out Raider. He enjoys that. He doesn't have to think about the defensive side of the game. So I think that's really helped him a lot.
And it is very close, and it will only get closer, I've no doubt. We go in the next month to Delhi next, after Chennai, Bengaluru, the home of the champions, Kolkata, and then Pune as well. We've made some predictions a month ago about the whole season. Here's one for you. In a month's time, 20th of September, when we look back on month two of Pro Kabaddi League, who will be top of the table at that point?
Oh, I've got to say Jaipur will remain top of the table, and Dabang Delhi will be not far away. I also think that the Bengaluru Bulls might have something to say about it somewhere. They're a side that is dangerous with their individual talent, but I just think they haven't quite exercised their full potential. So for me, it's still going to be Jaipur, Delhi, and just somewhere, I think I've got a feeling Bengaluru Bulls are going to come back somewhere.
I agree with you, but I think it's all going to potentially swing on how Bengaluru go in those first two matches in Delhi, because if they win both of those, I think they could be top in a month's time, but my heart obviously says JPP, and I'm not going to bet against them after the embarrassment of a month ago. Right, Sahel, we're well and truly over time this pod, but it's been great talking to you. We'll catch up again next week as we look back over the end of Chennai and into the first few days of the Delhi leg. Thanks for listening in, guys. Don't forget at In and Out Kabaddi if you want to send in any questions, at Sahel Chanduk and at Dan Strange TV on Twitter and on Instagram. Goodbye for now.
All right, see you guys later.